from the variously interesting intersections of fiction and reality to pure fantasy. As we close the show today, we're going to talk to an artist who works behind the scenes, so far behind them that he draws the scenes, literally. James Baxter animated the character Rafiki in the film The Lion King.
Follow old Rafiki, he knows the way.
And Belle in Beauty and the Beast. He is one of the best in the business at hand drawing an animated character. This past summer, we saw his debut as a digital animator with Shrek 2.
Look at him in his wee little boots. You know, how many cats can wear boots? Honestly.
For our series called How Art Works, Baxter told Studio 360's Eric Molinsky what it's like to turn in his pencil and eraser for a mouse that is a computer device and a keyboard.
In the animation world, there's a truism that the animator is really just an actor with a pencil.
We do the performance. I mean, the animators are the guys that do the performance, and, you know, you can see that with any character, especially ones that don't have a voice track, like something like Dumbo, for example, is a purely pantomime character, so it's entirely beholden on the animator to bring out the performance.
After bringing to life such a wide variety of characters, James Baxter earned the reputation of being the Robert De Niro of the animation world.
Yeah, I do mumble quite a bit.
It turns out that's a bit of a misnomer. De Niro is famous as a method actor. Baxter's approach to acting has to be a lot more analytical.
You really can't be what you would call a method actor in animation because, you know, method acting or, you know, the method in acting really relies on the moment, you know, and the performer getting themselves into the right frame of mind and the right, you know, emotional backstory for their character so that the actions won't be forced. They will flow naturally from the state of mind of the performer. You can't do that in animation. It's done in slow motion. It's done sort of frame by frame at one point. You know, if you try and make yourself cry while you're animating, you just get the computer wet. That's all that happens. I mean,
animators watch live actors on film, analyzing their performances frame by frame. One of the most popular actors to study is the young Jack Lemmon.
It's interesting you brought up Jack Lemmon because he is one of my favorites as far as the clarity, especially in his pantomime performances, you know, things in the apartment when he's discovering that Fran has taken all the sleeping pills. It's an amazing piece of sort of quick-fire thought changes that are so amazingly clear and easily identifiable, you know, and he does it so well. He's just one of my favorites to study.
There's a girl in my place who took some sleeping pills. You better come quick. I can't wake her up. Let me get my bag.
Despite all the planning Baxter needed when he worked in hand-drawn animation, he could still craft Belle's melancholy expressions with the subtlety of his pencil, or he could pour his energy into the antics of Rafiki. But now that he's a computer animator at DreamWorks, Baxter finds his method of acting has to be even more self-conscious than ever.
It's a little bit different in computer-generated animation, whereby the animators are really manipulating pre-existing puppets. They don't have to draw it. So, you know, in that regard, it's easier for animators to skip around from character to character. So they tend to just concentrate on one sequence.
Many studios want their animators to use a technology called motion capture, where an actor wears a blue suit covered with little markers that corresponds to a digital character, which reproduces the actor's every movement. Originally, the late actor Chris Farley was cast in the role of Shrek, and his performance was going to be motion captured. After Farley died, the role was recast with Mike Myers, and DreamWorks decided not to use motion capture. And that was just as well with Baxter. He likes to be the one who jumps around the room, trying to figure out how the character is going to move.
You know, for me, for one thing, it's just limited to what the live-action actor is doing, so you're never going to get anything more than that. And also, you don't get a chance to edit and play, you know, with the motion. And, you know, that's something that I do like and just fascinates me about ballet, you know, is apart from just the kinetic thrill of watching things move, which I just can't get enough of. I just like watching everything move. But just the control which they have and the way that they take out all the unnecessary movements that we all do all the time and use their bodies to communicate, you know, purely and simply. With rotoscope and with motion capture, you don't get a chance to do any of that. You don't get a chance to express yourself with movement. which is what animation is. It's one of the only art forms, along with ballet, that you can express emotion purely through the way in which something is moving. I like to understand live action and reality and how it moves and how it works so that I can then do it myself.
For Studio 360, I'm Eric Malinsky.
And you can see images of Baxter's work on our website, studio360.org.